Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to knowledge. We break down complex topics so you get exactly what you need. Before we jump into today's subject, taking back control of your workflows, a quick thank you to our sponsor. This Deep Dive is supported by SafeServer. SafeServer is great for hosting your software, managing your infrastructure, and they really support you through that digital transformation. If owning your data stack is important to you, find out more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, let's get into it. Today, we're looking at a tool promising big productivity gains without, you know, all the technical headaches, workflow automation. Specifically, Automatish, that's AUTOMATISCH. It's pitched as the open source alternative to giants like Zapier. And our mission today isn't just to explain what it is, but really dig into why its focus on self-hosting and open source is, well, a potentially massive strategic edge, especially if you're concerned about data privacy or getting locked into vendors.
That strategic angle is absolutely key. Because right now, automation often feels, well, inaccessible. It's either super complex, needing specialist teams, or you're reliant on these quite expensive cloud tools where you essentially give away control over core processes.
Right.
Automatish tries to bridge that gap. It aims for enterprise-level power, but without that enterprise cost, and crucially, without losing control.
Okay, let's keep it simple for someone maybe new to this. Say I use 5 different online tools daily. How does Automatish actually link them? What does the automation look like in practice?
Sure. So Automatish is basically a business automation tool built on a low-code idea. Think of a visual drag-and-drop interface where you set up triggers like when this happens and then actions do this.
And no coding needed.
Exactly. No programming required. It connects your services, your CRM, email, social media, whatever, and gets them talking to each other automatically. Saves you time.
Can you give a really concrete example? Something people can picture immediately?
Okay. Let's imagine you handle marketing leads or customer support. Normally, maybe you copy a query from a web form, paste it into Slack for the team, then maybe create a ticket in Jira or Trello. Tedious, right?
Yeah, and easy to make mistakes or forget a step.
Precisely. With Automatish, you set it up once. The moment that form gets submitted, boom, the automation runs. It can post to Slack, create the Jira ticket, maybe even update your CRM, all instantly. It just removes all that manual, error-prone shuffling of data.
That makes the no-code benefit crystal clear. You're swapping lots of small, repetitive daily tasks for one initial setup. Now, we know Zapier and Integromat, now Make, are huge players here. How do Automatish's creators, Ali Bahrain and Omer Farouk Aydun, position their tool against these big names?
They really lean into affordability and independence. Zapier and tools like it are very capable, but they operate on this cloud-based subscription model that can get seriously expensive, especially as your usage grows.
Right. The costs can ramp up quickly.
Yeah. The Automatish team saw businesses getting priced out of automation they really needed, so they built their tool to integrate with all the popular services, but crucially, without forcing you into paying ongoing fees to a proprietary platform just to run your core workflows.
So it connects the same essential services, but the difference is strategic where it runs and how it runs.
Yeah.
Which brings us nicely to its core advantages. Let's start with data control tied to self-hosting. Why is running this on my own server suddenly so important?
This is probably the biggest differentiator, particularly for anyone in a regulated field. Self-hosting means the actual data flowing through your automations, customer details, financial info, maybe health data stays entirely on your systems under your control.
But wait, isn't running it on AWS or Google Cloud still my infrastructure in a sense?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have amazing security teams?
That's a fair question about security infrastructure, sure. But the issue here is more about legal control and data jurisdiction. If you're handling sensitive user data, especially in sectors like healthcare or finance, strict rules apply.
Like GDPR in Europe.
Exactly like GDPR. It imposes strict rules about where data resides and who can access it. If your automation data sits on a U.S. company's cloud server, for example, that data might fall under U.S. laws and access requests, no matter where your company is actually based.
Okay, so even if I'm, say, a German company using a U.S. cloud provider, my data might not be fully under German or EU legal protection.
That's the risk. You're effectively sharing potentially sensitive information with an external provider whose infrastructure is outside your direct legal jurisdiction. For many businesses under GDPR, that's simply not allowed. Self-hosting completely sidesteps that problem. The data physically stays where you put it under your rules.
That makes the compliance angle incredibly clear. It shifts self-hosting from just a tech choice to a legal necessity for some.
Absolutely.
But hold on. Doesn't running it myself just swap Zapier's monthly bill for the hassle and cost of managing my own server? Self-hosting isn't free either, right? You need someone to maintain it.
Excellent point. It's about the total cost and the ROI model. Yes, self-hosting has infrastructure and maybe some maintenance costs, but crucially, those tend to be more fixed costs.
Okay.
With many proprietary cloud services, the cost is variable and scales with usage. Run 10,000 tasks a day on Zapier, and your bill can skyrocket. With self-hosting, whether you run 10 tasks or 10,000, your infrastructure cost remains largely predictable. It avoids that punitive scaling cost and gives you long-term financial independence.
Ah, I see. Fixed cost predictability versus potentially exponential variable costs.
Right.
That's a strong argument, especially for growing businesses.
Hmm.
So what's the second big advantage flowing from this independent model?
That would be avoiding vendor lock-in. We hear this term a lot, basically, getting so deeply tied into one provider's technology that leaving becomes incredibly difficult, disruptive, and expensive.
Yeah, we've all felt that somewhere, maybe even just with our personal bank. Switching feels like a nightmare because everything's tied together.
Exactly. And in business tech, that lock-in is risky. What if your cloud automation provider suddenly doubles their prices or deprecates a feature you rely on? You're stuck. You either pay up or face a massive, costly migration project.
Which no one wants.
Right. Because Automatterge is self-hosted. You own the infrastructure. You own the data format. If down the line you decide it's no longer the right fit, moving to something else is significantly easier. You have the flexibility because you never gave up control in the first place.
That's pure strategic sense, protecting the business from being held hostage later. Okay, third advantage. It's open source. Why should a typical business user, not necessarily a developer, care that the code is open?
It boils down to transparency and trust, really, because Automatterge is open source. Anyone, your developers, external security auditors, curious users, can actually look at the code. They can see exactly how it works, how it handles data. It's not a black box.
So thinking back to that sensitive data, if security is paramount, I might actually trust software more if its workings are open to public scrutiny by potentially thousands of eyes.
Precisely. It's not built behind closed doors. It's continuously reviewed, tested, and improved by a whole community. And that community is active. The project has something like 13,300 stars and 1,000 forks on GitHub. That's significant engagement. It means more eyes finding bugs, suggesting improvements, making it more robust over time.
That level of community input is definitely reassuring. So if someone listening is interested, maybe wants to try it or even contribute feedback, where do they go?
The usual places for open source projects, really. GitHub is the main hub for code and issues. They also have a Discord server for community chat and a presence on Twitter for updates. If you had a problem setting up a workflow, the GitHub issues page is the best place for support or reporting bugs.
Okay, good to know. And let's talk about actually getting it running.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned self-hosting. The source material implies the installation is quite straightforward.
Yeah, they've clearly designed it for ease of deployment, primarily using Docker. If you're comfortable with containers, it's not some complex, days-long setup.
So what does it involve?
The documentation lays out basically three command line steps. Git clone to get the code, cd Automatterge to go into the directory, and then Docker compose up to build and start the services. That should get it running locally pretty fast.
Wow, okay, that does sound quick. Three commands to potentially take back full control of your automation. But a really critical security note here for anyone trying this. The docs mention default login details.
Yes, absolutely crucial point. For convenience during initial setup, they provide default admin credentials.user at automatterge.io and the password sample. You must change these immediately after your first login.
Don't skip this.
Do not skip this step. Leaving default credentials exposed is a massive security risk. Go straight to the settings and set a strong, unique password for the admin account. Secure your setup right away.
Excellent advice. Always secure the defaults.
Yeah.
Now, just briefly, let's touch on how they structure the project itself.
Yeah.
They use a dual licensing model, which can sometimes confuse people new to open source. Can you clarify the two additions?
Sure. It's a common model. They have a single code base, but essentially two different versions derived from it. First, there's the Automatterge Community Edition, or CE. That's the free open source version licensed under the AGPL 3.0 license.
Which means the code stays open.
Right. The AGPL ensures that if you modify and distribute it, you generally need to share your changes too. It keeps the core transparent and community driven.
And the other edition.
The second is the Automatterge Enterprise Edition, EE. This is their paid commercial offering under a separate enterprise license. It likely includes additional features, support, or scalability options targeted at larger organizations. This model lets them fund development while keeping the base product freely available.
And they keep development manageable by?
By maintaining just one main code repository. Any files or features specific to the paid enterprise edition simply have EE included in their file name. It's a pretty clean way to manage both versions side by side and be transparent about what's core open source versus what's part of the commercial package.
That makes sense. A practical structure. Okay, so let's circle back and summarize the core appeal for our listener.
Yeah.
Why seriously consider Automattish over the established players?
I think it comes down to three main things. First, you get powerful automation without needing to code, which saves huge amounts of time and potential errors. Second, you gain maximum data control and easier compliance through self-hosting, absolutely vital for certain industries and anyone concerned about data sovereignty.
Right.
And third, you benefit from generally lower long-term costs and flexibility. You avoid vendor lock-in because it's open source and you control the deployment. It's fundamentally about reclaiming strategic independence over your core processes.
Strategic independence, that's a powerful idea. And it leads perfectly into a final thought for you, the listener. If business automation is genuinely becoming a basic utility, almost like electricity, how much risk are you really comfortable with by outsourcing the control, the ownership of those critical data flows to a third-party cloud service versus owning that infrastructure, owning that control yourself? Automattish presents a clear option to take that ownership back.
It's a fundamental question about control versus convenience, and I think every business leader needs to weigh that carefully now, especially with data regulations tightening globally.
A huge thank you again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive. SafeServer is ready to help host your software and support your digital transformation journey. Secure your infrastructure and learn more at www.safeserver.de. Thanks for diving deep with us today. We'll catch you on the next one.